All right, you've sent us some really interesting sources on, well, forklifts, a topic maybe people think they know. But we're not just scratching the surface today. We're doing a proper deep dive into two specific types, the counterbalance forklift and the reach truck.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because, they both lift things, right? That's the core job.
Sure.
But how they're engineered, the environments they're built for, totally different worlds. And getting those differences isn't just tech spec.
No, it's about efficiency, safety.
Exactly. Choosing the right tool. So our mission here is to unpack your material, look at what makes each one tick, where they shine, give you that essential knowledge.
Okay, let's jump in. Let's start with the classic, the one everyone pictures, the counterbalance forklift.
Right. That's the default image, isn't it? Super common, incredibly versatile. You see them everywhere.
So mechanically, how does it work? Pretty straightforward.
Pretty much. The fork sticks straight out the front, simple loading, and steering. It's the rear wheels that do the turning.
Oh, interesting. Rear wheel steering.
Yeah, sounds a bit odd maybe, but it actually gives it decent maneuverability, even though they can be quite chunky machines.
And the name, counterbalance.
Yeah.
This is the key part, right? That big weight on the back.
Absolutely crucial. I mean, think about it. You've got forks sticking out, potentially holding thousands of pounds.
Yeah, you tip right over.
You would. So that massive counterweight at the rear, it's pure physics. It shifts the whole center of gravity back, keeps the machine stable. It counterbalances the load. That's the genius of it.
Allows it to handle some serious weight then.
Definitely. And that leads into the different types. You get electric ones, great for indoors, no fumes.
Quieter too, I imagine.
Yeah. Then you've got gasoline and propane models, more power often, better for outdoor use or maybe heavier jobs. Pros and cons to each, depends what you need.
And they come in different sizes.
Oh, yeah, a whole range. But what's interesting is sometimes the bigger capacity ones aren't physically much larger.
Really? How does that work?
Heavier components inside, and crucially, an even bigger counterweight. It's all about balancing that heavier load.
Got it. Okay, what about where they can actually go? You mentioned indoor, outdoor. Tires must be important.
Hugely important. So you have three-wheel version sometimes.
For tighter spots.
Exactly. Better turning radius indoors. And the standard four-wheel for more stability. But the tires themselves, for smooth concrete, like a warehouse floor, you usually see cushion tires.
Cushion tires. Solid rubber.
Solid pressed rubber. Yeah, no tread. They actually help with that tight turning.
But not great for rough ground.
Absolutely not. For that, or even just, unfinished floors, you need pneumatic tires, like car tires, basically, with tread.
Easy grip absorbs bumps.
Right. And then you get the real heavy-duty ones, the all-terrain counterbalance forklifts.
The off-roaders.
Kind of. Big, aggressive pneumatic tires, much higher ground clearance. Think logging yards, construction sites,
Yep.
places where a normal forklift would just get bogged down.
Okay, so the counterbalance is the versatile, heavy-lifting all-rounder. Covers a lot of bases.
It really does.
But what if you don't need to cross rough terrain? What if your biggest challenge is space? Like really tight warehouse aisles and super high shelves.
Ah, now you're talking about a completely different beast. That's where the reach truck comes into its own.
The specialists?
Precisely. If you think about the bigger picture, reach trucks are all about warehouse efficiency, high density storage.
Meaning stacking things high and keeping aisles narrow.
Exactly, saving floor space. You build up, not out. Reduces costs, lets you store way more stuff in the same building. So reach trucks are designed specifically for that. Narrow aisles, multi-level racking, they're compact, incredibly maneuverable.
Tight turning radius, you mentioned.
Incredibly tight, essential for those confined spaces.
And how do they stay stable without that massive counterweight? It's a different design, right?
Totally different philosophy.
Yeah.
The forks still come out the front, but instead of the big weight, they have these two legs, like outriggers, that extend forward from the base.
With little wheels on them.
Yeah, small wheels. Those legs help distribute the load's weight. Plus, the heavy battery pack is usually positioned towards the rear, and that adds to the stability, too.
Clever. Purpose-built for that specific job.
Absolutely. And because they're almost always working indoors,
Electric power.
almost always electric motors, quiet, emission-free, makes perfect sense. And they handle decent loads, typically 2 to 4,000 pounds. Some can do a bit more.
Okay, respectable. But their real superpower is height, isn't it?
That's where they blow the counterbalance away. We're talking vertical reach. Some models can go up 45 feet, maybe even higher.
45 feet. Wow, that's really high up.
It lets you use the full vertical space in a warehouse. Game changer for storage density.
But surely there are downsides to being so specialized. Limitations.
Oh, definitely. That design optimized for smooth floors. It means they have hardly any ground clearance.
So no uneven surfaces.
Oh.
At all.
Absolutely none. Flat, smooth ground only. Take it outside onto gravel or rough concrete. Forget it. It's impractical, unsafe. They're indoor specialists.
Right. Makes sense. Okay, so we've got the versatile workhorse, the counterbalance, and the high-reaching specialist, the reach truck. Let's crystallize those key differences if you're trying to choose.
Mm-hmm.
What are the main things to compare?
Well, the first, as we've sort of hammered home, is how they stabilize the load.
Counterweight versus those front legs and the battery.
Exactly. Brute mass versus distributed support. That fundamental difference dictates so much else.
Like handling and maneuverability.
Right. Reach trucks are designed for agility in tight spots. Narrow aisles, high racks, that's their playground.
Whereas the counterbalance needs more room to swing around.
Needs a bigger footprint, yeah.
Right.
But it's built for moving heavier stuff, often over longer distances, and in all sorts of environments. Warehouses, lumber yards, docks, construction. Much more versatile in where it can work.
Okay, and the weight they can actually lift, that's a big one too, isn't it?
Huge difference. Counterbalance trucks generally have much, much greater capacity. Even a small counterbalance can often lift more than a heavy-duty reach truck.
Wow.
Yeah. Standard ones might handle, say, 5,000 to 8,000 pounds comfortably. And those all-terrain monsters.
One was lifting logs and stuff.
They can move over 100,000 pounds. It's incredible power.
Okay. So counterbalance wins big on raw lifting power. What about the reach truck's capacity again?
Typically in that 2,000 to 4,000 pound range. Good for pallets in a warehouse, but yeah, nowhere near the counterbalance.
But then we flip it. Vertical reach.
And the reach truck dominates. Average ones hit at least 30 feet. Many go up to 45 feet or more.
And the counterbalance, what's its typical max height?
Standard is maybe 10 to 15 feet. You can get them with what's called a four-stage mast.
Like a telescoping lift?
Sort of, yeah. Those can get over 30 feet, but that's usually the upper limit. The reach truck is just built for height. It trades that horizontal load capacity for vertical access.
So it really is like choosing between, I don't know, a heavy-duty pickup truck and a nimble sports car.
That's a pretty good analogy, actually. Both move things, but totally different strengths, different purposes.
Okay, let's nail down the pros and cons then.
Yeah.
That should help someone decide. Counterbalance first pros.
Okay, pros. Super versatile, handles lots of different tasks. Most common types, so operators are often familiar with them. They're relatively easy to modify if you need something specific. Generally more affordable to buy. Lifts much heavier loads. And they're built tough, very hard-wearing.
This is pretty good. Cons.
Main ones are the shorter lifting height compared to reach trucks, and they just need more space to operate comfortably, bigger turning circle, bigger footprint.
Right. Now, the reach truck, pros.
Precision. That's the key word. It excels in narrow aisles. Amazing maneuverability in tight spaces. And that incredible lifting height for high-density storage, that's its superpower.
And the downsides?
Well, they can be expensive. Some models, especially high-reach ones, cost a lot to buy and maintain. And because they're specialized and operate at those heights, operators really need specific, often advanced training. Plus, as we said, lower load capacity.
So thinking about this from the listener's perspective,
yeah.
Choosing between them isn't just about the sticker price, is it?
Not at all. You have to think long term. How will this machine fit into your operation, your workflow? How will it impact your use of space, your efficiency day to day?
So it really boils down to analyzing your own needs. Pretty carefully.
Absolutely. Three key things. What exactly will you use it for? What's the typical weight you need to move? And how high maximum do you need to lift it? Answer those, and the choice usually becomes much clearer.
That really simplifies it.
That's the core of it.
Okay, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of counterbalance and reach forklifts. Hopefully you feel a bit more clued in now on these really essential machines.
Yeah, they're both vital, aren't they? Just in different ways. Each one boosts efficiency dramatically in its own niche.
And the choice really comes down to matching the machine's strengths to your specific operational needs. No one-size-fits-all answer.
Definitely not. And it makes you think, doesn't it? Consider all the stuff we buy, consume, use every day.
Everything from tiny packages